gentleness has made me great, your tolerance, your long suffering. You were patient till I got it. Father, we bless you. Thank you for the entrance of your word, the emolument of your presence, what we derive from it. Father, please, we fear to lose you. Don't let it ever happen. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Please have your seat in his presence and welcome to God's house. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Have a very unusual title for this word today, but it is not abnormal, because inadvertently we do it. Choosing the true God. What we may not know is that we choose the God we serve. You may not know, but yes, the truth about it is that some way, somehow, we have capability to choose who we serve or to choose who our is. Without bias or prejudice, when we're looking to buy property, I fear buying a house an Indian lived. Sorry, no prejudice, no discrimination or something like that, you know. I mean, it's me, right? Joshua was speaking one day and he said, I present you today life and death. Do what?
Choose.
So I don't want us to forget that. It's a proprietary, you know, asset of each man to choose. So whether we are intentional about the choice, or unadvised, or unaware, or ignorant, we nonetheless are serving whom we chose. Did you catch that? So, and we will choose well in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Can we have our, let's see, our write-up for this week. By the grace of God, I mean, it's how God puts it in our spirit, that's why we, how we put it down. Can I see it, or okay, can we make it better? Or I can get it from one. It's part of our church resources, and please make use of it. You know, read it. It's part of what you can keep as literature, for which you can derive good. Okay, don't worry, my sister, but if you have it, I'm sure we send it to everybody. Maybe Pastor doesn't have it, but. All right, we'll include this. So please, let's update him with on the directory. It goes like this. It says, it is, the starting is, so the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. Deuteronomy 32, verse 12. It says, it is noble and grandiose. It is noble and grandiose adventure to be led by God, the only true God. It is important to gain notice and good understanding of the characteristics of God or gods, as one may assume to worship, serve, or follow. The notion of having a God is not as simple as many may naturally conceive or approach it. It is far and quite very far more complex, intricate, and complicated than man freely or thoughtless and thoughtlessly explore. You know, the choice of this my God, or it's not as simple as we just think like that. So if somebody tells you, let's go to one shrine, and you know, they'll just tell you, drink this water, bow down, roll on the floor, you say it won't be me. He said, choosing a God is greatly spiritual, with far-reaching effects and consequences. When Israel left Egypt, the Bible described an incident about which Israel had chosen another God for herself. Moses had gone up to the mountain to be with God for some 40 days at the time. The Bible says, and the Lord said unto Moses, go, get thee down, for thy people which thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt have
corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf and have worshipped it and have sacrificed unto it thereunto and said, this be thy God, O Israel, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Note what God said about the people choosing and worshipping a molten calf, of whom Israel said, this be thy God, O Israel, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt. God said to Moses, the people have corrupted themselves. Choosing, worshipping, and serving a God does bring a drastic and compulsive alteration to any people. Did you catch that? It brings a drastic and compulsive alteration to any person. You don't know what has changed about you. You won't know, but let's go. This is very important to note and understand. There is a major shift, a transition, a changeover. When what appears to be a simple activity, we begin to assume and project occasion that is far greater than any may have conceptualized. Consider what was thought to be a simple show of hand and making a confession that followed when at some point we decided to choose elect. When we elected to give our lives to Christ. I don't want to talk about the negative aspect of, you know, choosing to say, to serve a strange God. But, you know, let's just look at how, what changed in our own life too, at the instance of we choosing to serve Christ. Did you catch that? Okay. Now, somebody say, oh, you want to give your life to Christ? Raise your hand. Come forward. Say after me. Are they? Yeah. But what you didn't know is what changed. Let's go on. And as it happens for this side, we thank God. Fortunately, it's a good one. So it does happen at the other side too. Consider what was thought to be simple show of hand and making the confession that followed. When at some point we elected to give our lives to Christ. The key event that happened at that instance was that we chose a new God, different from what we had worshipped, different from what we have worshipped or served prior to that moment. When the confession to receive, serve, and have Christ as our Lord and personal Savior was made, we could never have imagined what seed was sown, what fire was ignited, what light was kindled at that seamless moment, which in reality was not seamless, until we begin to experience the propitious alluding consequences of choosing a new God, who fortunately in this case is the only true God. The converse would also have been true, as was in the case of Israel, if a false God was chosen. The unproportionate alluding consequences will not be seamless at all. Did you catch it? Choosing the true God. My dear brother and sister, choosing God you serve is not a simple matter. We're going to, by the help of the Holy Spirit, uncover what happens when you choose a God, including, fortunately, our own, the true God. See what the Bible says. Deuteronomy chapter 20, 32, verse 12. See what it says there. It said, and God alone. Say alone. Yes. What's the emphasis about alone? So the Lord alone, Chaga, alone did lead him. And there was no strange God with him. So there was no competing influence. Chaga. Praise the Lord. Chaga, did you catch that? So what we need to understand, sorry, Pastor, what we need to understand is that gods are very possessive. Gods, including our God, gods are very possessive. I went to check what's the meaning of alone. I mean, it's okay if you say the Lord led him. But what's the emphasis about alone?
Because the potential exists that, and it did actually happen. By the time you get to verse 17, verse 15, down the road, down, they have already chosen another God. But at this time so far, God alone was the one. You see, he says that, yeah, they sacrificed. These are the same people about whom the Bible was talking about, that they were, they, God alone did leading. But Bible says in verse 15, when Jezreel, Jezreel is another word for Israel. It means the righteous one or the upright one. You know, it's just like a nickname for Israel, because God chose Israel to be a holy nation too. It's not because they were like writers like that, too. But you know, God just, out of his love, he chose them to be a tribe for himself. Okay? That's what that word Jezreel means. Is now, he said, God had led him, like he showed to us in verse 12. And you know, he was drinking, you know, milk, honey from the rock. A lot of good things were happening. But when Jezreel waxed fat and kicked, thou art waxing fat, thou hast grown thick, thou art covered with fatness. I tell you, if God makes you number one, put God number one. Amen. If God makes you first, put God first. Because the danger and the fallibility of the human nature is that when things get good, we ascribe it to self. Like Nebuchadnezzar. He said, I build this kingdom for myself and for my honor. Say, that won't be me. That's the most treacherous tendency of the flesh, of our fallen nature. He said, thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook God. You would think it was you that was making it happen. You won't know that it was God that was working it out for you. Then he forsook God, which who does? Who made him? And lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation, choosing the true God. So we saw here, alone means having no else present. Alone, having no one else present, or exclusive to anyone or anything. Can I tell you a secret, lighthouse? God's assume ownership of a person's life when you choose them. See how he puts it. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 12. That's what we read. God alone did leading. He assumed leadership. He assumed him being led. They being led by him and nobody else. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. The first thing, you may not know, but the moment it can be morning. It can be Bacchus. You know what Bacchus is? You don't know Bacchus? Oh, that's the god of wine. That's the god of wine. They will take over the control of that person. Mommy, I mean, I cannot understand how somebody will claim I drank 12 bottles of beer. I said, where are you putting it? And the person will be doing it. I said, What? I mean, can you drink 12 bottles of water and not like be over and not soak? But back up, you know, can I tell you a secret? It is the God that is calling for it. You know what they are doing? They are servicing the influence of that God. Look at verse 2 of this scripture. Now, ye. That's why Gentiles, that's who you used to be before, carried away unto dumb idols as ye were led. When we choose a God, that God assumes direction, control. You may not know it, but that's what he will do. The characteristics of God, that's one. Number two, they claim ownership. The first thing they want to do is to begin to direct our lives. Or the director of the life, they know. You know, I've seen people say, I don't want to do it, but it's after I do it, I feel I shouldn't have done it.
Now, that nature is including purity, sir. Our God is a pure God. You see, if he dwells in you and he directs you, you will have no other urge but to be pure. Because that's what we're going there. That's what he calls for. Can I tell you a secret? When spirit possesses a person, they make that person project their nature. Praise the Lord. You look at it. Yeah. You become a face for their characteristics, including God. They claim ownership. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6 and 8. This is very key. Write out. Because so ignorantly, we do certain things, not understanding the far-reaching effects and their consequences. This is God claiming ownership over Israel. He says, for thou art an holy people unto me. Now, I've shared with us that word holy people there, it doesn't mean that we're living a holy life. Anything that belongs to God is holy. That's how you mark God's things. If I have money in my pocket and I say, okay, this is my tithe, the moment that I put that tithe aside, it's no longer my money. It's no longer holy. That's why the Bible says the tithe is holy. Look at that. That's why you have holy temple, holy word, holy child. Your son, his son, Jesus is holy child. So when we were saying here, it was because you know the devil, I mean, you know them now, they serve idols, right? The moment God said, this is my own, it becomes holy. He said, for thou art unholy, and that's why we have holy men of God, you know. For thou art unholy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a special people unto him above all the people that were upon the face of the earth. Let's go on. Verse 7. For the Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you because you were more in number than any people. As a matter of fact, you are the fewest of all people. Go on to verse 8. But because the Lord loved you, and because he will keep an oath which he swore unto your fathers, and the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. So they assume ownership. Right out, please, I'm begging you. Anytime you confess to any God, oh, maybe you haven't seen deliverances before. And people will say, no, it's my own. And the thing will be speaking out of that person's mouth, out of that person's mouth. God will save all of us in Jesus' name. So they claim ownership. See what happened about this lady in Acts chapter 16, verse 16. Acts chapter 16, verse 16. Do you know, when you say somebody is possessed, do you know what that means? It's not that something is occupying it. No, it means something holds it, like your possession. Our car is our possession, right? Right? It doesn't mean we are, you know, no, it means something over which you claim ownership. Praise the Lord. May Leah not be put on your possession. In the name of Jesus. Now, Bible says here, verse 16, and it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel, honed with the spirit of divination, met us, which brought our masters much gain with soothsaying. So spirit can claim ownership. Don't forget, when you please, I beg you, don't say, oh, no, you know. We have our own tradition, we have our culture. It's another God, though. Please, I beg you, okay? Don't, it will look simple. You know, when you go for citizenship swearing in, no, you don't feel greedy. There's no lightning. The ground didn't shake. But wait till after later. When the benefit begins to show up, you will know how serious that little ceremony that was done when nobody, only few people are there. You will see the far-reaching effect of what accrues to you because you were sworn in. Do you catch it? Now, that's how these things happen. Look at, thank God, for purpose of explanation, one day, Pastor Yi Adeboye chose Jesus as his Lord and Savior. Okay? Now, who will trace what he is now to what he did that day? You don't know what has changed. Now, the same thing when we choose a false God. You can't comprehend until that God began to have expression. No other God will have expression through our lives in the name of Jesus. Bible says he was possessed. Number three or number four, they are very jealous. They are very jealous. In the spirit realm, they are driven by jealousy. And you see, can I tell you a secret? Jealousy is not it's not a bad word like that. You know? Because God is a jealous God. And God can be bad. God can be evil. But you see, if you look at, who is not jealous of his wife or husband? that marriage is done. I've been looking for how to get rid of it. You go and deal with it. Is that people happy? You guys are wanting to be away. That won't happen to any of us in Jesus' name. But the expression of jealousy is to save or safeguard what you treasure. So that the thing will not be marred, corrupted, or damaged. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Exodus chapter 20, verse 3 to 5. Look at God. They are very possessive. The same thing on the other side too. They don't want you to give your life to Christ. I've seen people who are possessed or owned by this unclean spirit, and they want to go out and give their life to Christ. And somebody say, "Don't go out though. Don't go out though." Look at what God said. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. Can I tell you a secret? If anybody provokes God to jealousy, he won't see you as his child. You see it now. He said, visited the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because of time, they demand worship also. Not only are they very possessive, they demand worship. They demand worship. God's demand worship. You may not know. Just like we sing praises to God and we do praise and worship. So if a spirit possesses a person, there are things that spirit delights in that it will be compelling you to do. Have you heard? Yeah. Bible says you can't serve God and money and mammon. Like if somebody is possessed by money or by that spirit, he will be looking for how to make, because that's the interest or the nature or the character of that spirit. As you are doing it, it's like praising God. Bible says God inhabits the praises of his people. So when somebody sit down and say, "I drank 12 bottles of beer," that spirit is inhabiting. Yeah. You are just, the spirit will be, you are just giving it. Push your commercial. This is how you should be doing. Say that won't be me. Matthew chapter 4, verse 10. Not only do they demand worship, they demand that you serve them. Matthew chapter 4, verse 10. Jesus said to Satan, "It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God. God alone did lead him." You remember that? And he says here, "Him alone thou shalt serve." Now, the context of service here is not carrying chair. Say, I carry chair in church. No. It's, yes. Bible says, know ye not that whomsoever ye yield your members to obey, to them you are servants. You won't serve any other. If you won't serve an evil God in the name of Jesus. You serve the only true God. You have to close. Lastly, you assume the personality of the God you choose. You assume the personality, the character, the nature of the God that anybody chooses. Leviticus 20:26 is, and ye shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and have severed you from other people that ye should be mine. That as you may not know it. Bible says Moses was with God on that mountain, and when he was coming down, he didn't know how much he had assumed of God. And Bible says God dwelt in light which no man can approach. He didn't, the glory upon his face, the people could not look on it. He was preaching that he couldn't. He said, please cover your face. Psalm 105, verse 15 to 18, let's stand up. I think I have to close, sorry. Over time. See what the Bible says here. Psalm 135, verse 15 to 16, or to 17. And you see, as we embrace God here, we should expect to reflect his nature. As we live for him, you won't know how far you've changed. And people will say, oh, I've changed. See what the Bible says here. It says, the idols of the Eden are silver and gold, the work of men's hand. They have mouths, but they don't speak. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, and they hear not. Neither is there any breath in their mouth. Let's go, my sister. Did you see verse 18? They that make them alike unto them. Shaga, so is everyone trusting me. I am done. O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it tells of thy love to me. For I long to write. And they have some faith. Happy closer, to you.
Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord.
Lighthouse, it's not a good thing to be unclean, like to be a dirty person. It's a character of an unclean spirit. Because anytime you assume, we allow ourselves to be controlled by a particular spirit, we assume the nature of that spirit, and it begins to manifest himself. Tidy your corner. You know what I'm saying? Is a part of God's spirit in you. He's a holy and a clean God. Shaka, did you catch that? Let's take it as simple as that. To have an untidy bedroom is untidy. Did you catch the light up? And you may not know it. If it becomes tolerable for you, it's because it's tolerable for the spirit. And cleaning it will be like, I shall feel it there. Don't change it though. That's how it should be. Or these plates in the sink? No. Let's leave a bronze. Let's receive grace from the Lord. Let's receive grace from the Lord. Let's receive help from the Lord. Let's just, and or you dress. You wore a dress that is unironed, untidy. No, it's a reflection. And if you feel good, if it doesn't look Nothing is wrong with that. There is because nothing is wrong with that spirit. But no, your God is a holy and precious God.
Yes.
Let's thank him. Say, God, nothing possess me but you. He said, God alone, God alone, God alone. He said, I will not share my glory with anybody. Have mercy on me. Can I tell you a very bloody skin secret? To love death. Okay. Just borrow here, borrow here, borrow here, borrow here, borrow here. You know, everybody's running away from here. From everybody. It's not a clean spirit. That's the spirit we the spirit of God mandated us to hold no man. Nothing. You know what I'm saying? Credit history is the I mean, let's put that one by this side first. Because to be honest. You know what has survived in God has helped us in life? We don't have no credit. This church, we don't buy anything on credit. We don't have a credit card. Praise the Lord. Nothing on credit here. I said, well, if God will help me sort my credit out, who will help God? Because definitely I read in the scriptures, thou shalt not borrow. We are not going to borrow to build the house God in house. Because if God calls for it, God will pay for it. Praise the Lord. Let's receive grace from the Lord this morning. Let me reflect nothing. And we are not begging people. We don't take pledges. We don't say, go and close. No, don't. It's not our call. I mean, I'm as easy. No. I don't know what my wife gives. Shaga. She doesn't know what I give. Praise the Lord. To the glory of God. But guess what? We moved. Now, don't let people hear this. You know, sir, this is our 8th year in this house. Because God gave us this house, did he increase our rent here by a penny? 8 years. When we're in Sheraton, we're paying over $5,000 a month. Every Sunday we use Sheraton is $1,500. And there are Sundays that we have a week that we have more than five, four times 15 is 6,000, right? There are days that we have more than weeks that we have more than five Sundays, I mean more than four Sundays. The open drawer, discuss rent there. That's our accountant. The hotel will just be drawing it on heading to the glory of God. Give me cause for it. Let's lift our hands to God. I say, Lord, let me reflect nothing on you. In my personal life, in my work life. You know, I'm not the one that should be saying all this kind of your bedroom. No. If God possesses us, every area, including the one that's not mentioned, even your car. You can't be driving a very dirty car, to be honest. You know, God will not like possess a dirty vessel. You know what I'm saying? No, the spirit in you, it should irritate that spirit. Father, Lord, we thank you. Let's pray for our children that you know, God is a clean spirit. We envelope them all the time. Do we not take clue from the worldly gods or from the uncleanness of this worldly life? Father, have mercy on us. You know, they will not be attracted to tobacco, to overdrinking, you know, to immorality. Lord, please have mercy on us. He said you should not participate with them. You should not serve their gods. Father, please help us. Let the only thing we reflect, like Moses, is the glory of the Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Tie up this hand of this prayer.
Eternal Rock of Ages, the wonderful and beautiful God, we, your children, behold me now, as in a mirror. We ask and pray, O Lord God, that your spirit fill us, Lord, that even as we look and behold you, we are daily changed. Into you and into your image day by day. We ask and pray, Lord, that you take away from us every heart of stone that will not allow us to hear, heed, and obey your word. And that even as you put us forth and we follow you, hearing and obeying you, your word will continuously be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And we will, for the only you, no other God will we have. No? in our flesh, in our spirit, no other God, we will help us serve but you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. And as we serve you, Lord, the blessing of serving you, long life, good health, blessing the work of our hands, not dying, not letting anything drop off from us, rather, that will be our blessing and our portion more, even than we can expect in the name of Jesus. Father, anything that would want to lead us away from you, deny us, divert us, delay us, in our peace to follow you. Lord, we ask and pray that you will yourself, with everything that makes you the Almighty, you remove it and banish it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we believe that it's you who should follow. But when our belief is lacking, please help our unbelief in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
At the end of the day, let all the glory be yours.
Amen.
The blessing of seeking only you first for all other things to follow and more, let that be asked in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for your Son, that you have put us separate of us. As your testimony was, Lord, not that which you gave me did I use. Let that be his own portion in the name of Jesus. Let his testimony at the end of the day be, well done, my good and faithful son. Everything, O Lord God, that we would need to serve you, physically, spiritually, in every area of his life, all that he leaves aside to even serve his Father, Lord, provide for him in the name of Jesus. As he blesses us daily, he goes and felt he goes out of him. We ask and pray, Lord God, that you feel him guilty, new redemption, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Unstoppable power, unstoppable glory, unstoppable anointing, let it be his portion. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your praise. So, has helped us. You don't need to stretch your hands for us, maybe. Let's share the grace of fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore.
Amen.
Surely, goodness and mercy are following us every day of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Sorry, we're a little past time. I pray that.